Chapter 4, What Research Says About Social Media Addiction. In this video, we'll discover about what research says about social media addiction. Most of the adverse effects of excessive use of digital devices that have been mentioned so far might sound reasonable. Nonetheless, it is always better to trust scientific evidence. So, this chapter will focus on studies on this malaise to solidify its existence and dangerous impacts. Technology can create tension. Many people in the modern world find it difficult to imagine a world without the tech devices we have today. Indeed, technological advances have made life easier, sleeker, and smarter. Nonetheless, it comes with a price. People in the Stone Age would be envious of the technological achievements and breakthroughs of this generation. However, it remains debatable if they will exchange their tranquility for our exciting but stressful devices. Meanwhile, technological advancements and peace of mind aren't mutually exclusive. Nonetheless, many people have one of the two in the 21st century. According to a survey by the American Psychological Association, 18% of U.S. adults believe that technology use is a significant source of stress in their lives. Many of these people wish that they don't have to put up with the constant need to check texts, emails, and social media daily. More so, researchers in Sweden conducted a study to seek the opinion of young adults on the use of digital devices. They discovered that heavy technology use contributed to increased stress levels and symptoms of depression. This study also revealed that excessive digital device use is a mitigating factor against quality sleep. So, you need to be moderate with the way you use these devices to avoid physical and mental exhaustion. Note that you cannot be at your best in your daily activities when you're overwhelmed by tension. Digital devices can cause sleep problems. It is commonsensical to expect excessive use of digital devices to affect sleep quality. Nonetheless, research has also established a link between social media use and sleep. For example, Caitlin Fuller led a group of scientists to investigate the impact of digital devices on sleep. The study involved 234 children who were within ages 8 to 17 years. Their parents were surveyed to measure inattentive behavior, sleep hours, and hours of technology use. The researchers discovered that the children who are fond of using multiple technology forms at midnight had less quality sleep. They also observed that digital device use was associated with an elevated body mass index. However, this study did not discover a link between technology use and inattention. The authors recommended that clinicians should educate their patients about the negative impact of technology at bedtime to help them get improved sleep. In another study, the researchers noticed that in-bed electronic social media use affects sleep and mood negatively. The scientists discovered that 70% of the participants checked updates on social media on their phones while in bed. Also, 15% spent an hour or more while in bed on social media. The results showed that using social media in bed increases your chances of shorter sleep duration, insomnia, and anxiety. Social media addiction can lead to mental problems. Many factors affect your psychological health. Haley daily technology use is one of them. In 2017, a group of researchers explored subsequent and concurrent associations between digital technology use and adolescents' mental health. The study involved 151 adolescents who were at risk of mental health problems. They completed a baseline assessment and an 18-month follow-up assessment. Also, they went through a 30-day ecological momentary assessment. The results of this study established a link between the time spent using digital technologies and attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, ADHD. The researchers found that the number of text messages sent affected ADHD symptoms that same day. Besides, it also caused conduct disorder symptoms. The ecological momentary assessment showed that technology use led to poorer self-regulation. It also increased conduct problem symptoms. Scientists from the University of Pennsylvania also published a similar result. They discovered that the use of Instagram, Snapchat, and Facebook decreased psychological well-being. Meanwhile, they observed that limiting digital device use decreased the symptoms of loneliness and depression. Excessive connectivity affects work-life balance. It becomes challenging to create boundaries between your work life and home life when you're always connected. It gets so bad for some people that they struggle to enjoy their vacations with their loved ones because they often check their emails during those periods. Some people will be responding to a text from a colleague or checking their social media accounts. The people around you can feel unappreciated when you have this culture. In 2013, Taewoo Nam investigated the effect of technology use and work-life balance. The result of this study suggested that internet and mobile technology use affects the types, dimensions, and consequences of work-life balance. Dimensions refer to permeability and flexibility, while types include interference, segmentation, and integration. Meanwhile, the consequences involve job stress, job satisfaction, and overwork. Therefore, this study reveals that the adverse effects of technology use can lead to poor job satisfaction and lead to mental and physical exhaustion. The author explained that technology use affects your perception of flexibility and permeability regarding the balance between your life and work. Therefore, a digital detox could help you have a less stressful and healthier work-life balance. Digital connectivity can create anxiety. The most prevalent anxiety disorder linked to social media use is FOMO. It is a tension that involves feeling that you're missing the experiences that others are enjoying. It is the reason you want to keep checking your phone even when you're at work or interacting with your friends and family members. Constant connectivity strengthens the fear that your life is out of place and left behind. You'll keep checking your device because you don't want to miss an essential post or text. A group of researchers examined the prevalence, consequences, and dynamics of experiencing FOMO in 2018. The participants were all university students. Results showed that students experienced this anxiety later in the day or week, especially when studying or working. Moreover, students with frequent experiences of FOMO often have negative outcomes, both daily and over the course of the semester. Such students suffer from stress, fatigue, decreased sleep, and physical symptoms. Therefore, you need a digital detox to stop feeling cut off from the digital world when you're not connected. You'll realize that you can have a quality life without constant connection to the virtual world, thereby reducing your fears and anxiety levels. Social comparison can limit contentment. Social comparison can be upward or downward. In an upward social comparison, you'll look at people who are better than you to feel inspired and hopeful. Meanwhile, downward social comparison involves looking down at people who you feel are in worse situations to feel good about yourself. These comparisons can be positive, but they can also affect your happiness and increase your stress levels. Social media opens you up to endless social comparisons. You can see the profiles of millions of people all over the world. Some of them are your friends and families, while some are celebs and strangers. You may start feeling that they are living richer, fuller, and more exciting lives because of the microscopic and curated view of Instagram and Facebook posts. Your self-esteem and contentment are at risk when you keep measuring the quality of your life by looking at other people. According to a 2006 study, social comparison can lead to destructive emotions and behaviors. The study showed a link between social comparison and envy, regret, guilt, and defensiveness. It can also make people lie, have unmet cravings, and blame others for their predicaments. Social comparison can also affect your job satisfaction and self-esteem, according to the authors.